What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are you trying to bring?
We're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is the Positive Truth, bringing you another audio and visual episode of the Positive Truth. Just repeated it, but it's all good. You can check us out audio on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. You can also check us out visually, since it is a Friday episode, on our YouTube and our Facebook page. Today, we're talking about sleeping tips, because Lord knows, not enough Americans get enough sleep.
And I'm one of them.
We'll get into that. Before we get into the episode, please like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend. On Monday and Wednesday, we do uplifting and positive news to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, bring people together in society. There's too much negative news. We try to fight back with that. On today's episode, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. We're doing sleep deprivation, tips to get better sleep.
We definitely are.
So, Tim, you say you don't get enough sleep. How much sleep do you get on average night?
Oh, man. See, that's the thing. There is no average night. My sleep schedule can go. Some days I can get like 7 to 10 hours of sleep if I wanted to, but then there's other days where it's like, you only get 4, son.
What are you doing? I only get 4.
Man, like if I drink a cup of coffee after like 11 o'clock, it's over for me. I'm not going to sleep.
11 p.m.?
No, man, 11 a.m.
I'll be like, yeah, you asking for it.
If I drink a cup of coffee after 11 a.m., it's over for me. Like, I'm up until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes
really?
4 a.m. Yeah. Caffeine and me just don't go well together.
That's crazy. Well, I have a statistic that basically 59% of Americans get 40% get less than 7 hours of sleep each night, and about 60% get 7 or more. So that's a lot of sleep deprived people walking around.
Yeah, absolutely. That's terrible.
Yeah, 40% of people not getting 7 hours of sleep each night. That's basically 1 in 3 adults. Yeah.
I mean, sleeping well directly affects your mental and physical health. I mean, you can't expect to be a healthy person and be efficient throughout your day if you're not getting enough sleep or enough rest.
Absolutely. So, but how many hours of sleep do you need a night?
Me personally, I function really well if I'm getting around 5 to 7 hours. If I sleep
5, you can function with 5, Tim?
Yeah, I wake up energized. Like if I wake up out of that sleep cycle, like I'm golden. Like let's do this. Let's get the day done. And then I'll hit this like speed bump throughout the day, and that's usually whenever that cup of coffee like carries me through. And that's where I'm up till 4 a.m.
Which is making it worse.
Exactly. Like, but in all reality, whenever I stopped drinking coffee and everything, and I was just trying to do things naturally, 7 hours of sleep was definitely where it was at. If I got 8, I was like drowsy for the rest of the day. I just wanted to go back to sleep. But 7 hours is pretty much where it was at for me.
So for me, I feel like I'm a 9 to 10 hour sleeper. Because now that I've gotten older, one of my favorite things to do is get eight hours of sleep, wake up, you know, read, do some things, eat a large breakfast, and take my butt right back to sleep.
Nice little nap, power nap?
Yes, right after I woke up.
I hear that.
It's like I function great with 9. I feel like 8 hours of sleep a night and like a 2 hour nap is perfect, or just 9 hours of sleep, but I'm never getting it, even when I'm trying to.
I hear that.
So what are the downsides of not getting enough sleep?
Well, you're not as mentally sharp.
And that's a problem when you're driving cars.
You're emotionally imbalanced. You lack energy.
You're at a higher risk for like type 2 diabetes, any sort of health. Because whenever you wake up tired, you're like sugary foods. You're less likely to eat healthy.
That's very true.
Like instead of me, you know, having a balanced breakfast, like let's do some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then let's leave and like, or let's have a Krispy Kreme donut. Nothing against those two things. I love both of those two things.
Like, I hear you.
They're not good for you. Like there's nothing great about a donut. Donuts are not healthy for you in any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
Any other bad sleep effects that you want to go through, Tim?
I mean, that's pretty much what I have. What do you have bad sleep effect-wise?
Cardiovascular disease, depression, ADHD, cancer, Alzheimer's. Yeah.
Your health is terrible if you're not getting enough sleep.
You can't function without enough sleep.
And we've all been there. We've all been there where we had to wake up extra early after not getting a night's sleep and go to work, and we realize we're not as productive.
Why is this happening with Americans? Because I got a stat that says in 1910, the average American got 9 hours of sleep each night.
The average American?
Nine.
Well, I guess, you know, they're cell phones, man. Look at the technology we have today. There's too many distractions. Like, we'd rather be up on our cell phone checking our Facebook and Twitter rather than going to bed 2 hours earlier.
Do you have your, speaking of cell phones, because that's one of the reasons I have for why we're not getting enough sleep. Do you have your cell phone where it goes to warm at a certain period at night?
No.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
Nope.
So there's this. So basically, like, your screens, the brightness, it messes with your cardiac rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it feel like, oh, your internal clock's like, oh,
you're supposed to be awake.
Yeah, because the screens are so bright. So there's a setting you can do on your computer and on your phone where it makes the screen warm, like a reddish color. It's like it doesn't keep you up as much.
That makes sense.
Have you never seen anyone do that on their phone?
No, I don't pay attention to other people. I would barely pay attention to myself when as it is, man. I don't know how things work.
Tim's thinking about the baby on the way, coaching, and Edna. That's it.
I'm getting yelled at by Edna. JK Edna.
Edit that out, JoJo. Edit that out. But yeah, like, that's one of the reasons people aren't getting enough sleep. Same thing with TVs. You're in this room and it's dark and it's just this bright object just coming into you. That's not really helping your sleepiness.
That's very true.
And we're just busier. We're overworked and underpaid as a society.
That's very true. there's a lot of things that have to do with us not getting enough sleep. The real question is, like, what can we do to get more sleep?
Do you want to get into that right now?
Let's do it, man.
So
I feel like there's a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot. So try to go to sleep at the same time each day. Try to wake up at the same time.
Have a nice routine, a set routine where you're able to do that.
Before we get into this, do you have any problems sleeping?
Now, yes.
Really?
I've never had before, but now that, you know, the wife is pregnant, I wake up in the middle of the night like, is she good? All right, she's good. And if I wake up, usually she's already awake or she gets up like right after I wake up anyways. And all I do is, like, you know, look around and see if she's good. But beforehand, I'm golden. I hear things, don't get me wrong. Like, I've always been a light sleeper, but I choose to ignore things if it's not an emergency. So that's just me personally. But yeah, I really don't have an issue sleeping, really.
Well, there are a lot of people that do. Like, a lot of people that have problems sleeping for reasons like we've talked about, like, you're having too much caffeine throughout the day. Your sleep cycle's messed up because of work schedule. Or simply, like, you get off work and you get home and you're so riled up from work, you can't mentally calm yourself down. Yeah, like, we just did the meditating episode. Like, meditating would definitely help here.
I don't think I've ever tried meditating at night. It's usually during the day.
I mean, so, like, I don't have any problem with it. Like, the second I get done reading, it's like, I'm done. But what's crazy to me is, I remember at my old job, I'd be like, what time do you go to sleep? And people would look at me like I was crazy.
Like, you still got a bedtime?
I'm like, well, yeah, I try to go to sleep around like 2 o'clock each night because I wake up at 10. Like, I have a late night job. I usually don't get off till like 10 or 11. Like, I just go to sleep whenever. And it just blew my mind. Utterly blew my mind.
That's most people, man. Like, especially in their early 20s and stuff, they don't have real responsibilities. Whenever I get sleepy, I get sleepy. It is what it is.
I mean, that's one way to help you sleep more. Just go to sleep and get up at the same time each day. That way your internal clock can just naturally put you to sleep. So even though you have all these bright lights, all these artificial lights telling you it's like noon when it's actually, you know, 1 a.m.
Exactly.
You can go to sleep better.
Yeah. Controlling your exposure to light is absolutely right. So in the morning, what you would want to do is basically expose yourself to bright sunlight in the morning. Open up a window, eat breakfast next to a window where the sunlight's coming in. That'll help you set that natural sleep cycle that you have. So instead of being on your phone and watching TV in bed, take the TV out of the bedroom. Stop getting on your phone on the bed. Whenever you lay down your bed, lay down and go to sleep. Attempt to go to sleep. it may be tough.
So only use your bed for sleeping?
Exactly. Not for all these extracurricular activities like homework and stuff like that. Go to a different room, handle that somewhere else. Use your bedroom for nothing but sleeping. I promise you that made the biggest difference for myself. It was probably 3 years ago where I was like, my sleep schedule was just out of whack. I was working different hours. I think I was working 3 jobs at the time, coaching, substituting, and then, you know, serving. So I'm going crazy, like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to go to sleep at midnight, by midnight every single night. If not, I'm just going to be dragging the next day, or I'm going to have to call into work to one of my jobs. And then that's whenever Edna was like, so I did some research. And you got to get off the cell phone and this and that. And long story short, that was the biggest, made the biggest difference in the world to me. Now, adding the sunlight and stuff, I had no clue until I did the research for this episode. But if you go, like this morning, I made sure I opened up the window. I was like, let's see if this works. All right, went throughout my day. In all reality, I was at work. I noticed everybody was running around and I wasn't as mentally fatigued. I felt like my body was awake because I saw the light for the first time all day. I know it sounds corny, but in all reality, I saw the light for the first time when I woke up.
Imagine about the people that wake up before the sun comes up.
Man, that's... I know a lot of people that do that. They wake up at 5 a.m. every single day or 4:30 every single day.
They have to for work.
They have to, or I know a lot of older gentlemen, they come into Golden Corral and they wake up at that time, get their coffee.
That's when they're naturally waking up, though.
That is true. They choose to go to bed like at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I guess.
We're like 9. Yeah, like when you say like your exposure to light, one of my tips is you should not use any electronics or no TV like 2 hours before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
How many people actually do that? How many people don't look at a screen 2 hours before they attempt to go to sleep?
I bet it'd be healthy for like people in relationships, but I don't know anybody that does that. Like, you have your cell phone.
I don't know anyone.
Yeah, it's impossible these days. Like
who has that kind of self-discipline? Like, you're not looking at the screen 2 hours before you go to sleep.
It's 2018.
Like, if you have a screen, you're probably looking at it, and it's probably hurting your sleeping cycle. That's crazy.
Very true.
You know what we were talking about? One of the bad effects is you're less healthy. One of the tips to get more sleep is to exercise.
I agree.
Because then you're exhausted.
If I ever need a nap, I make sure I exercise.
Oh, I can nap anytime, any place. I can nap right now. We turn on these heaters. But
Yeah, exercising during the day actually would help. I know I used to work out at night quite a bit. I would get off work and work out. And it definitely messed with my sleep cycle. I wasn't able to go to sleep immediately after that because my body was all hyped. But whenever I used to run in the morning, I'd be tired like throughout the day. A little bit later in the afternoon around dinner time, I'm exhausted. So I would eat dinner and watch some TV, and I'm knocked out by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at the latest. And 10 o'clock, it feels like it's 4 a.m. So exercising definitely helps. That's speaking from experience.
Yeah, like the harder you're exercising, the more you're going to be knocked out at night. Because the second you like stop moving, you're just going to be like, you know what I mean?
If you guys can't see this, those that are listening, JP just dozed off.
Like, that's what happens though, because you're so tired, you're done.
Right.
Another thing is just be smart about what you eat and drink.
For sure, you have to limit the caffeine, the nicotine. You can't be me and, you know, drink that cup of coffee after 11 a.m. and expect to.
What about like something like hot Cheetos? Because then you get those spicy foods, anything that's like acidic that might cause like stomach trouble or heartburn. That's probably, yes. Stomach pain will keep you awake at night, for sure. And that's not going to, like, help. So if you, like, does anybody eat Sloppy Joes anymore? Something like that. Like, chili. Like, chili's probably going to keep you up at night.
I haven't had a Sloppy Joe in years. I just want to throw that out. I'm glad you brought that up because I used to love them as a kid. But, yeah, chili probably would keep you up at night, for sure.
Nicotine, caffeine, big meals. And like sugary foods and carbs.
Yeah, that'll definitely keep you up for sure. We all know this. We should know this. That's why our parents didn't let us have like candy after dinner. Like, nah.
Your butt needs to get bed so I can get some quiet in here.
Absolutely.
That's like stuff like you go out and you eat pasta. Like you eat a pound of pasta at 9 o'clock. You're not gonna just, you, some people can just get like the carb hangover and they go to sleep. But even then, that's not healthy for you, because if you eat that late at night, you hold all that weight.
Right.
So then you're more likely to, it's like just going to turn into fat instead of you using those carbs the next 4 hours before you go to sleep.
Which makes sense. Isn't there some meals that you can eat to help you get some sleep, like if you get hungry at night? Because I know there's a lot of people that get that midnight snack.
Shout out to bananas.
Bananas.
like low sugar cereal, half a turkey sandwich, milk or yogurt. Anything that's not difficult to digest. That's why I like bananas or yogurt. It's really good.
Gotcha. That definitely makes sense to me.
Wind down. So we were just talking about people getting off work and then they're so anxious they can't go to sleep. Like calming down.
Meditation.
No stress, worry, anger, anxiety, depression. None of that's going to help you sleep. And if you don't get enough sleep, all of those things become worse. And that's just a bad cycle. You're just rolling down a hill.
Absolutely. Next tip I have is improve your sleep environment. I mean, basically, if you have a peaceful environment to sleep in, then do that. You know, there's music you can play on your phone that'll keep you calm and nice and relaxed, basically exactly what you were saying. You have to put in some effort to get a good night's sleep. And once you get into that routine, it becomes easier and easier and easier, where, like you said, as soon as you hit the bed.
I totally just remembered this. So there's websites, like I just pulled one up right now, where they do noises for you that help you sleep or like help you work. Like there are places online, shout out to like Buy Noise. This one I'm on right now, where like they'll play noises like White Rain, Roof Rain, crayons, anything to help you. Like there's ones to help you focus, some to help you work, some to help you sleep.
That's dope. See, I YouTube everything. So like I've definitely been to a point where it's like, yeah, YouTube Rain. True story.
So yeah, like that stuff helps too. It can help just calm you down, help your environment. Just some white noise in the background to help you sleep. So like when you get a kid in a car and they're really young and they're in the car seat and they're wound up and they have the sleepy sillies, as my mom would say, and then they get in the rhythm of the car on like a highway and they're just done, like instant sleep.
Definitely seen that before. I've definitely seen my nieces just out of nowhere.
But you were just like trying to like fight me 5 minutes ago, and now you're just completely knocked out.
Like knocked out too, where you can carry them to their bed and their heads linked over while you're worried and stuff. Yeah, I've definitely witnessed that.
See, it's the rhythm though, and you can create that. Manipulate it to your advantage.
Bars.
What other tips you got, Tim?
Let's go learn ways to get back to sleep. You got to stay out of your head. Make relaxation your goal, not sleep. A lot of people want to lay down, they close their eyes and try to think about absolutely nothing. And then they get stressed out out of nowhere. I've been there. Again, speaking from experience.
So what do you think about before you go to sleep?
Now, I'm usually like all over the place. I'm usually like playing with my dog and then I'll just go lay down. And
you don't think about anything? You just go?
No, I'm not going to lie, man. I have all kind of random dreams and thoughts. Like I'm thinking about a lot of different things, but at the exact same time, I know, all right, you got to calm down, Tim. You're not going to get any sleep if you keep thinking about stuff. So just relax, breathe. I really focus on my breathing a lot. I mean, I also do that during meditation. I think that's why I do that at night, because meditating during the day.
Do you know what I do?
What's that?
Super nerdy moment for all the listeners. I always create movies in my head with Star Wars movies. But it always helps though, for real.
So like,
oh man, I have whole trilogies in this brain.
High five to that. Let's high five to that. Oh, that is.
But it always works though.
Okay.
Because I enjoy doing it, and it's utterly pointless. Relaxing, it puts me to sleep.
Whatever works, man. Whatever works. No, like, right? I'm not even mad at you. Like I've been there. We've all thought about stuff like that. But that's funny that you think about that all the time. That's legit.
So what happens is if I'm either, like, I have school or work, and I'm so tired from homework that's just, like, I fall asleep with the lights on. Like, the second I get done reading, it's like, and then I wake up, like, 4 a.m., and I'm like, the light's still on. And I, like, take out my contacts, do all this, and go to sleep. Or it's like you said, it's like, it's 2 a.m., and I'm wide awake. And so I'm like, all right, let's turn off the YouTube videos. Let's stop watching these basketball highlights. Let's stop reading. Let's, like, turn everything off, and it's just like, Star Wars. But it always puts me to sleep, though.
That's legit. Like, you're a Jedi, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure, you know, make sure you're the good guy.
But I've done it from all perspectives, but it works. Okay. It's a routine.
That's what's up, man. So, in other words, you're telling everybody that's listening right now, whatever works for you, yes, do that, but continue to do that.
Exactly.
The routine is like the most important thing you can do. If you have a set routine, if you think about Star Wars every night before you go to sleep and it helps you sleep, so be it. No judgment here.
As long as you're getting those 8 hours.
Absolutely. Be a productive person to society, be positive, and push it forward.
You got any more tips, Tim?
No, sir. What about you?
Nah. I would highly suggest, though, if you have trouble settling your thoughts, trying like anything like a white noise in the background. You can Google them. There's all kinds of them. They're all free. Or you can YouTube them like you do.
Right.
Relaxing like music. Just put it in YouTube. Pop up for you.
Definitely will. So while JP's looking for a positive quote,
this I'll let used you... to be your job. You
I know, man.
That, right?
The internet is just failing on me today. So... again, you guys know where to find us. It's all below. Again, if you guys have anybody that you want to get interviewed or thinks they deserve to be interviewed, hit us on our email at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. I always forget. I apologize. And that being said, if you have any interesting ways that helps you get to sleep, please let us know. I would definitely like to know because my sleep schedule, it's not bad right now, but it's not great either, and it can always get better.
One thing we forgot to talk about is alcohol and drugs, nicotine. None of that stuff's good for your sleep.
Yeah, at all. You definitely want to avoid that.
So that night of drinking, not going to help your sleep better.
Especially if you have like a test or you have to be at work at a certain time. Let's cancel the celebration that day.
So our positive quote is, "Sleep is the best meditation," by the Dalai Lama.
Bars. I like it. And on that note,
we're out.
Stay positive.